that was good. That was good. Shall we close with a word of prayer?
Skal vi slutte med en bøn?
My goodness. Woo! I love that worship.
Jeg elsker den lovsang.
You can tell that you have been cultivating an awareness of the presence of God in this place for a long time.
Man kan ligesom fornemme, at der har været en kultivering af det med at være i Guds nærhed i lang tid.
And it becomes very obvious during a time of praise and worship like that.
Og det kommer meget tydeligt frem i sådan en anledning, som vi lige har haft her med lovsang.
There was so much angelic activity in this room.
Der var så meget engleaktivitet i det her rum.
And that's good.
Og det er godt.
So anyway, did you tell them about the first time that we met?
Har du? Okay. Har,
okay.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Vi snakker lige lidt om hvordan Anders og Gary mødtes.
15 years ago, Anders and another pastor from Denmark came to Tallahassee, Florida.
For 15 år siden der kom en Anders sammen med en anden pastor til Tallahassee i Florida.
That was 15 years ago when I was pastoring there.
Det var for 15 år siden, hvor jeg var præst der.
And they came to our church, and then we went to lunch afterward.
De kom til vores kirke, og vi spiste frokost efterfølgende.
And I remembered that experience. I remembered them, and I was really impressed with what God was doing.
Jeg kan godt huske dem, og jeg kan også huske, at jeg egentlig var imponeret over det, som Gud han gjorde.
So I had pretty much forgotten about it, and then a few months ago, I got an email from Anders.
Jeg har sådan set glemt det fuldstændig, men så for nogle måneder siden, så fik jeg en email fra Anders.
Reminding me of that time and inviting me to come.
Hvor han mindede om det møde, som vi har haft for 15 år siden, og han inviterede mig til at komme.
So I knew that was the Lord immediately.
Og jeg vidste, at det var Herren med det samme.
So thank you for the invitation.
Så tak for invitationen.
And it's great to see you again.
Det er godt at se dig igen.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have fun this weekend.
Vi skal nok have det sjovt her i weekenden.
And I hope that you are prepared to receive all that God wants to do in your life.
Og jeg håber, I er klar til at modtage alt det, som Gud han ønsker at gøre i jeres liv.
Because your life can be radically transformed in a moment.
Fordi jeres liv kan blive radikalt forandret på et øjeblik.
As the presence of God comes upon you, you identify it and you respond to it.
Når Guds ånd kommer på dig, og du identificerer det, og du responderer på det.
So this morning I want to tell you a little about some of my experiences.
Så den her morgen vil jeg fortælle lidt om mine erfaringer.
And then we're going to have a time of ministry, a time to pray for impartation, that your eyes be open to see in the realm of the Spirit.
Og så vil vi bede om en overførsel af kraft, hvor så at jeres øjne også må blive åbne for at se ind i den åndelige verden.
And then this afternoon we want to talk about how to become naturally supernatural.
Og så i eftermiddag skal vi snakke om, hvordan vi bliver naturligt overnaturlig.
Did you know the word supernatural is not in the Bible?
Vidste du godt, at overnaturligt slet ikke findes i Bibelen?
And did you know with God there is no supernatural?
Ved du, at med Gud der ikke noget, der er overnaturligt?
It's all natural to him.
Det er alt sammen naturligt,
right?
For ham. Ikke?
It's supernatural to us.
Det er overnaturligt for os.
So we're going to learn to become naturally supernatural.
Så vi skal lære at være naturligt overnaturlige.
As we take the mystery out of the supernatural.
Ligesom vi fjerner mysteriet fra det overnaturlige.
And put it on a very practical basis that we can all understand and experience.
Vi bringer det på et praktisk niveau, som vi alle sammen kan forstå og erfare.
Now, several years ago, actually it was let's see, when was that? 10 years ago on a trip to Brazil with Randy Clark.
For cirka 10 år siden på en tur til Brasilien sammen med Randy Clark.
I had an experience that I wrote about in my book Open My Eyes, Lord.
Der havde jeg en oplevelse, som jeg også har beskrevet i den bog, jeg har skrevet, der hedder Open My Eyes, Lord.
In fact, I know some of you have the copy of the book, but you can also get it on Kindle or on iBooks.
Jeg ved, at nogle af jer har allerede en kopi af bogen, men man kan også få den elektronisk, altså på Kindle eller på iBooks, hvis man har den slags.
But that was my third trip to Brazil with Randy Clark.
Det var min tredje tur til Brasilien sammen med Randy Clark.
And before I went, I was very restless in my spirit.
Og før vi tog afsted, der var jeg ligesom urolig i min ånd.
I was desperate for more of God.
Jeg var desperat efter mere af Gud.
And I was in a position where I was very disappointed with what I was seeing in my in my Christian experience.
Og jeg var i et niveau eller på et sted i mit liv, hvor jeg var lidt skuffet over det jeg så i mit kristne liv.
And so I was on this trip, I was praying that God would open my eyes to see in the realm of the spirit.
Så på den her tur der bad jeg Gud om at åbne mine øjne, så jeg kunne se ind i den åndelige verden.
To be able to see my circumstances from God's perspective, not just my own.
Og ligesom at se mine omstændigheder fra Guds perspektiv og ikke fra mine egne.
Well, we got to Brazil and we were on a bus between two cities.
Vi kom til Brasilien og vi var på en bustur mellem to byer.
And Randy Clark was interviewing a worship leader from Brazil.
Og Randy Clark han interviewede en lovsangsleder fra Brasilien.
And he was talking about all of these experiences that he's had in the heavens and seeing angels and all of these supernatural things.
Og han fortalte om alle de her overnaturlige ting han har set. Han har set himlen, han har set engle, og det fortalte han om.
So I tapped him on the shoulder and I said, "That's what I want." I said like that.
Så jeg prikkede ham lidt på skulderen, ham lovsangslederen, så sagde, "Det er det der jeg skal have."
Well, he put his arm across the aisle of the bus and put his hand on my hand.
Han lagde ligesom hånden over gangen i bussen og så satte hans hånd på armen.
I felt like something happened, but I didn't know what.
Jeg følte ligesom om der skete noget, da han lagde hånden på mig, men jeg vidste ikke helt hvad det var.
We got off the bus to go into a restaurant for lunch.
Vi tog ud af bussen og kom ind og fik en frokost på en restaurant.
And I asked another man in Brazil with the same ministry if he had experiences like the worship leader.
Og jeg spurgte en af de andre der, som om han har haft nogle lignende oplevelser, ligesom ham lovsangslederen.
And he said, "Yeah, it's just a little bit, but not as much as him."
Han sagde, en lille smule, men slet ikke lige så meget som lovsangslederen der.
So I said, "Well, what can you tell me that will help to activate these things in my life?"
Kan du fortælle mig, hvordan jeg får det aktivt i mit liv? Hvad skal der til?
And he said Romans 6:13.
Og så sagde han Romerne 6:13.
And I said Romans 6:13. What does that say?
Og så sagde jeg Romerne 6:13. Hvad siger det?
And it basically says, "Do not present the members of your body as instruments to sin and unrighteousness."
Den siger noget i retning af, lad være med at bruge din lemmer som instrumenter for synd og uretfærdighed.
But present the members of your body to God for righteousness and holiness.
Men brug dine lemmer som retfærdighed og som instrumenter for Gud.
I said, "Well, what does that have to do with what I asked?"
Hvad har det så med det at gøre, som jeg spurgte om? Spurgte
and
jeg så.
He said, "Well, actually a whole lot."
Faktisk en hel del, siger han.
He said, "When you think of the members of your body," he said, "focus on your five senses."
Når du tænker på din krops medlemmer, så tænk på dine fem sanser.
Your eyes, ears, nose, mouth, and hands.
Dine øjne, dine ører, dine næse og din mund og dine hænder.
Well, when he said that, I realized that our five senses are the entry and access points for all the worldly and demonic influences.
Og da han sagde det, kom jeg til at tænke på, at det er jo faktisk de her fem sanser, som er indgangsporten for alt muligt verdslig og dæmonisk aktivitet.
But our five senses are also the entry and access points for the power of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Men de er også på samme måde indgangsporten til Guds nærvær og Guds kraft.
That's why Paul said, "Don't give over the members of your body, your five senses, to the works of the enemy, but to give them to God."
Og derfor siger Paulus også, lad være med at overgive de her fem sanser til at arbejde for fjenden, men overgive dem til Gud.
That afternoon, I decided to do that.
Og den aften, der besluttede jeg mig for at gøre det.
So I said, "God, I give you my eyes."
Gud, jeg giver dig mine øjne.
That I might begin to see in the realm of the spirit.
Så jeg kan se ind i den åndelige verden.
That I might begin to see things from your perspective.
Så jeg ser tingene fra dit perspektiv.
And God, I give you my ears.
Og Gud, jeg giver dig mine ører.
That I might more clearly hear your voice.
Så jeg kan tydeligere høre din røst.
And God, I give you my mouth, my lips, my tongue.
Og Gud, jeg giver dig min mund, min læber, min tunge.
That I might speak your words.
Så jeg taler dit ord.
God, I give you my nose.
Gud, jeg giver dig min næse.
That I can smell your presence.
Så jeg kan dufte dit nærvær.
God, I give you my hands.
Og Gud, jeg giver dig mine hænder.
That they might be used in serving you.
Så de kan bruges til at tjene dig.
God, I give you my whole person, spirit, soul and body.
Gud, jeg giver dig hele min person, min ånd, sjæl og legeme.
God, everything that I am, I give to you.
Alt hvad jeg er, det giver jeg til dig.
Everything that I have, I give to you.
Alt hvad jeg har, det giver jeg til dig.
God, I surrender all.
Gud, jeg overgiver alt.
I withhold nothing.
Jeg holder ikke noget tilbage.
Well, that was a turning point for me.
Det var et vendepunkt for mig.
We got into the meeting that night and the presence of God was so strong.
Vi kom ind i mødet den aften og Guds nærvær var meget stærkt.
And as I was standing there worshiping the Lord.
Og da jeg stod der og tilbad Gud.
God spoke to me.
Talte Gud til mig.
And he said, "Take your shoes off. You're standing on holy ground."
Tag dine sko af. Du står på hellig grund.
Well, my first reaction was, "No, I don't want to do that."
Min første reaktion var, nej, det har jeg egentlig ikke lyst til at gøre.
It was a dirty, dusty concrete floor.
Det var sådan et beskidt betongulv.
And I had on nice, clean socks.
Og jeg havde helt rene strømper på.
And I just didn't want to do it.
Og jeg ville bare ikke, jeg har ikke lige lyst til at gøre det.
So I continued worshiping.
Så jeg fortsatte med at tilbede.
A moment later, God spoke again.
Et øjeblik senere, så talte Gud igen.
And he said, "Take your shoes off."
Tag dine sko af.
And I thought, uh-oh.
Og jeg tænkte, uh-oh.
I think that's God. I think I better do it.
Jeg tror det er Gud. Jeg må nok hellere gøre det.
And so I reached down and I took my shoes off.
Så jeg bukkede mig ned og tog mine sko af.
And thank God I did.
Og tak Gud for at jeg gjorde det.
Because I honestly believe that what followed would not have happened if I hadn't taken my shoes off.
For jeg tror faktisk af hele mit hjerte, det der fulgte efter, det ville ikke være sket, hvis ikke jeg havde taget mine sko af.
How many of you know that God tests you in the small things before he entrusts greater things to you?
Hvor mange er egentlig klar over, at Gud han tester os i de små ting, før han betror os større ting?
You know, I think we would all be in agreement that we all want more of God.
Jeg er sikker på, at vi kan blive enige om, at vi alle sammen ønsker mere af Gud.
But are we obedient to those little things that he asks us to do?
Men er vi også tro og i det små, som han beder os om at gøre?
Well, it was a test.
Det var en test.
And honestly, I failed a lot of tests in my life.
Og hvis jeg skal være ærlig, så har jeg fejlet i mange tests i mit liv.
But thank God I passed this test.
Men tak Gud, at jeg bestod den her prøve.
So I was standing there worshiping the Lord in my socks.
Tilbad Gud i min strømpefødder.
And I felt impressed to open my eyes and look up on the platform in the worship.
Jeg fik lyst til at kigge op mod dem, som stod og lovsang.
I couldn't believe what I saw.
Da jeg kiggede op, der kunne jeg ikke tro det, jeg så.
They had worship dancers up on the platform.
De havde tilbedelsesdansere op på platformen.
And I saw an angel beside every one of those dancers.
Og jeg så en engel ved siden af hver enkelt af de dansere.
And I looked up and above the worship team, the whole area was full of worshiping angels.
Og jeg kiggede op, og ovenover lovsangsteamet var der fyldt med engle.
They were singing, they were playing instruments, they were dancing. It was a beautiful sight.
De sang, de spillede instrumenter, de det var et fantastisk syn, de dansede.
Well, I didn't know what to do with it. It had happened, but now what do I do with this?
Det var ligesom en mærkelig oplevelse, for det skete nu, men hvad beruger jeg så den oplevelse til? Hvad gør jeg med det?
And I begin to just thank God. God, I don't understand this, but God, I just want more of you.
Og jeg henvendte mig bare til Gud og sagde, jeg forstår ikke lige helt, hvad det er, der sker her, men jeg ønsker bare mere af dig.
Then all of a sudden I felt myself getting bigger and taller.
Og pludselig følte jeg selv, at jeg blev større og højere.
It was like I grew into a giant. I was like 5 meters tall.
Og det var ligesom om jeg blev helt en gigant på 5 meter høj. Jeg var 5 meter høj.
And I was looking down over everybody worshiping the Lord, and I thought, "Whoa, this is really cool."
Og jeg kiggede ligesom ned på dem, som tilbad Gud, og jeg tænkte, det er egentlig meget cool.
Now, what was happening? My spirit was being enlarged. My spirit was actually leaving my body.
Og det der faktisk skete, det var at min ånd den blev forstørret, ligesom den forlod min krop.
Well, I went all the way up into the top of the tent.
Og jeg kom helt op i toppen af teltet.
This church met in a large tent that seated 3,000 people.
Den her kirke mødtes i et stort telt, som hvor der var plads til 3,000 mennesker.
And so from the top of the tent, I was looking down over everyone worshiping the Lord.
Og så fra toppen af teltet, der kiggede jeg ned over alle dem, som tilbad Gud.
Now, my physical body was still standing there.
Min fysiske krop stod stadigvæk dernede og tilbad Gud.
But my spirit was looking over from a different perspective.
Men min ånd kiggede fra et andet perspektiv.
And actually I got afraid and I started resisting what God was doing.
Faktisk blev jeg bange for det her, og jeg begyndte ligesom at give modstand mod det, som Gud han gjorde.
And so I started to come back down.
Og så kom jeg ligesom ned igen, ned i min krop.
And immediately I realized I'd made a mistake.
Og øjeblikkeligt erfarede jeg, at jeg havde gjort en fejl.
So I said, "God, forgive me. God, forgive me. Up is better. Up is better."
Oh, Gud tilgiv mig. Gud tilgiv mig. Op det er altså bedre. Op det er bedre.
And right then I changed directions and started back up again.
Og lige på det øjeblik, der skiftede jeg retning og gik op igen.
But this time really fast. It was like Superman. I went right through the top of the tent way up in the sky.
Men den her gang var det ligesom Superman, fuld kraft op igennem teltets top.
And I could see the city below me. I could see the top of the tent. It was just glowing with the presence of God.
Jeg kom helt op i skyerne. Jeg kunne ligesom se teltet dernede, og det var ligesom en glød omkring det. Der var ild omkring det.
And I could see like a hole opening up in the top of the tent. I could see right through it, and everybody worshiping the Lord.
Og der kom ligesom et hul op, hul. Der var ligesom et hul i teltet, og jeg kunne kigge ned, og jeg kunne se alle de tilbedte Gud.
Well, this time I really got afraid.
Den her gang blev jeg virkelig bange.
Because I'm the type of person that likes to have everything in control.
Fordi jeg er den type person, der gerne vil have kontrol på det hele.
I like to have everything in my little box.
Jeg vil gerne have ting i kasser.
And I was way out of control. I was way out of my box.
Jeg var virkelig ude af kontrol, ude af kassen, kan man sige.
I was way out of my comfort zone.
Jeg var helt ude og der, hvor det var behageligt for mig.
And the very thing I wanted, as it was happening, I was afraid of it.
Og det, jeg var bange for det dengang det skete.
I had a fear of the unknown.
Jeg var bange for det ukendte.
And I had a fear of the supernatural.
Og jeg var bange for det overnaturlige.
And I started to come back down.
Og da jeg følte den frygt, der kom jeg ned igen.
And I realized as I was coming down that God will take us as far as we're willing to go with him.
Og det var ligesom min erfaring, at Gud han vil tage os lige så langt, som vi er villige til at gå.
That I was the one that put the ceiling on how far I went.
Det var ligesom mig, der satte loftsgrænsen for hvor langt vi gik.
It was like, you know, it's like drawing a line and saying, God, I want to get close to you, but not too close.
Det er ligesom at tegne en linje og så sige, jeg vil gerne komme tæt på dig, men jeg vil altså ikke helt tæt på dig.
You know what I mean?
Forstår du hvad jeg mener?
And so I started to come all the way back down, just inside the tent.
Og jeg kom ned ligesom indenfor i teltet igen.
And again I cried out, God forgive me, God forgive me.
Og jeg sagde igen, Gud tilgiv mig, Gud tilgiv mig.
Because I wanted to go all the way up into the heavens, into the throne room.
For jeg vil gerne gå hele vejen op i himlen, op i tronsalen.
But my fear and my resistance prevented me from doing that.
Men min frygt og min modstand forhindrede at det skete.
So as I was again in the top of the tent, I raised my hands to the Lord. My arms went way up into the sky.
Og da jeg var tilbage i teltet, så rakte jeg mine hænder ud, og det var ligesom de kom helt op i skyerne.
And as I was looking up, I saw Jesus coming down.
Og da jeg kiggede op, så jeg ligesom Jesus kom ned.
And he had his hands extended out like this.
Og han havde sine arme udrakt ligesom sådan her.
And he came all the way down and he took me by the hands.
Og kom hele vejen ned og tog mig med hænderne.
And he held me real tight as if to say, I'm not going to let you go.
Han holdt virkelig fast i mig, som om han ville sige, jeg giver ikke slip.
Well, I was completely overcome by his presence.
Jeg var fuldstændig overvældet af hans nærvær.
All of a sudden my left hand started to burn.
Pludselig begyndte min venstre hånd at brænde.
And it was like a little spot in the beginning and then it grew till my whole hand was just like it was on fire.
Det begyndte ligesom en lille plet ind i hånden, men det bredte sig til hele hånden, ligesom den var på, der var ild i den.
And I didn't think I could take it much longer.
Jeg troede ikke jeg kunne klare det meget længere.
Well, right then he let go of my hands.
Og lige i det øjeblik så slap han.
And my spirit came back into my body.
Og min ånd kom tilbage i min krop.
Now the presence of the Lord was so strong in my spirit that when my spirit came back into my body could not contain the presence of the Lord.
Min ånd var så fyldt af Guds nærvær, at den kom tilbage i kroppen, der kunne kroppen ligesom ikke indeholde den min ånd igen.
And I just went flying backward. I hit the chairs and they scattered out of the way. I hit the concrete floor.
Og min ånd kom tilbage i min krop, der blev jeg ligesom kastet tilbage. Stolene, de spredte sig ud over det hele. Jeg ramte direkte ned i betongulvet.
Nobody caught me, but it was like I felt like I landed on a bed of feathers. I didn't feel anything.
Der var ikke nogen, der greb mig, men det var ligesom om jeg landede på en pude eller en seng af fjer. Der skete mig ikke noget.
And I was just crying out, God, I don't understand all this stuff. I just want more of you.
Gud, sagde jeg igen, jeg råbte ud til Gud, jeg forstår ikke alt det her, men jeg ønsker mere af dig.
And I want to tell you, I felt so little and so insignificant in the presence of the Lord.
Og jeg kan sige, at jeg følte mig bare så lille og ubetydelig i Guds nærvær.
I was on the floor for a long time, I couldn't get up.
Jeg var på gulvet i lang tid, jeg kunne ikke komme op.
And when I could finally get up, I couldn't walk or I couldn't talk. All I could do was just cry.
Og da jeg endelig kunne komme op, jeg kunne ikke tale, jeg kunne ikke gå. Det eneste jeg kunne, det var at græde.
Well, the next night I got to church early and
den næste aften kom jeg tidligt i kirken.
I sat on the third chair on the front row.
Og jeg sad på tredje stol her på den første række.
And the worship leader came in and he sat on that first chair.
Og ham lovsangslederen, han kom ind og satte sig på den første stol.
He looked over at me and he reached his hand over and he put it on my shoulder.
Han kiggede over på mig, så rakte han sin hånd ud på min skulder.
And when he did that, the power of God just surged through me.
Da han gjorde det, så kom Guds ånd simpelthen så kraftigt i mig.
I felt like I got hit with a bolt of lightning.
Det føltes som om jeg blev ramt af et lyn.
And I fell on the chair between us just like a dead person.
Og jeg faldt ned på stolen mellem os ligesom en død person.
Well, members of our ministry team were there and they saw me. They said I looked really uncomfortable, so they picked me up and they put me on the floor.
Der var nogen fra tjenesteteamet, som syntes jeg så meget ukomfortabel ud, så de samlede mig op og lagde mig på gulvet.
And again, I was just saying, God, I don't understand this. I don't understand. I just want more of you.
Og igen sagde jeg til Gud, jeg forstår ikke, hvad der sker her, men jeg ønsker mere af dig.
By this time, the worship had started.
På det her tidspunkt var lovsangen startet.
And I opened my eyes to look up at the worship team.
Og jeg kiggede op på lovsangsteamet.
But as I did that, everything changed.
Men da jeg gjorde det, så skiftede alt.
I saw a gold pathway.
Jeg så en gylden sti.
And a gold steps and a gold platform.
Og gyldne trin og en gylden platform.
And more gold steps and another gold platform.
Og flere gyldne trin og endnu en gylden platform.
Everything looked gold. It was like it didn't have a beginning or an end. It was just everything was this beautiful gold.
Alt var ligesom guld. Der var ikke nogen begyndelse. Der var ikke nogen slutning. Det var bare guld.
And on the top platform, I saw a large throne.
Og på den øverste platform, der så jeg en stor trone.
But I didn't see anybody sitting on the throne.
Men jeg så ikke nogen sidde på tronen.
But like here's the throne, and to the right hand of the throne.
Og det vidste det her, det ligesom er tronen, så på højre side af tronen.
I saw Jesus standing just like this.
Jeg så Jesus stå ligesom jeg gør nu.
He had a scepter in his hand.
Han havde et scepter i hånden.
And from the waist up, he was shining so brightly.
Og fra hoften og opad, der skinnede han bare så klart.
The radiance and the glory of God was shining forth so strongly.
Den Guds kraft udstrålede så kraft fra ham.
That I felt like I was going to die.
Jeg følte det som om jeg skulle dø.
Because I was very close to him, probably as close from here to the lady right there standing up.
Jeg var så tæt på ham, lige så tæt som jeg ville være på Malene, som står nede i hjørnet.
And in fact, I thought, you know, maybe I have died and gone to heaven because it was that real.
Måske er jeg død og kommet i himlen, så virkelig var det for mig.
Well, it lasted just a short time and then it ended.
Det var bare et kort øjeblik og så forsvandt det.
And my spirit came back into my body.
Og min ånd kom tilbage i min krop igen.
And I had the look of terror on my face.
Og jeg havde frygt i mit ansigt.
I was writhing in agony on the floor.
Jeg vred mig i smerte på gulvet.
And I was screaming, but no sound was coming out of my mouth.
Og jeg skreg, men der kom ikke nogen lyd ud af min mund.
Well, my wife saw me on the floor in that condition, and it scared her.
Og min kone så mig i den tilstand, og det gjorde hende bange.
So she asked some of the team members. She said, do something, help him, help him.
Og hun sagde til teammedlemmerne, nu må I gøre noget, hjælp ham.
And they took her and they turned her around. They said, don't look at him, he's okay.
Og de tog fat i hende, og så vendte hende om og sagde, lad være med at kigge, han er okay.
Well, they didn't know what had just happened to me, and they didn't know why I had the look of terror on my face.
De vidste ikke, hvad der var sket med mig, og de vidste ikke, hvorfor jeg havde den frygt i mit ansigt.
Because I was so acutely aware of my sinfulness in the presence of a holy God.
Det var fordi, at jeg var så opmærksom på min egen synd, da jeg havde set Guds ansigt.
That it brought terror to me.
At det bragte simpelthen en frygt i mig.
And I was crying out, God forgive me, God forgive me.
Og jeg græd ud til Gud, jeg sagde, tilgiv mig Gud, tilgiv mig Gud.
You see, sin in our lives can't stand in the presence of God like that.
Forstår du, at synd i vores liv, det kan ikke holde til at komme i Guds nærvær.
So I was crying out, God, I just want more of you. I don't understand all this. I just want more of you.
Og jeg græd igen ud til Gud, jeg forstår ikke det her, men jeg ønsker bare mere af dig.
See, I was raised in a church that didn't believe in any of this stuff.
Forstår, jeg er opvokset i en kirke, som ikke rigtig troede på noget af det her.
The presence of God again was so strong upon me. I was on the floor for a long time.
Guds nærvær igen så kraftigt over mig, at jeg var på gulvet.
When I was finally able to get up, I couldn't walk or talk. All I could do was just cry.
Og igen, da jeg kunne komme op igen, der kunne jeg ikke hverken gå eller tale. Jeg kunne kun græde.
And I didn't want to talk about this. I wanted God to show me in the scriptures of things like this happening.
Og jeg sagde til Gud, jeg ønsker ikke bare at det her, det skal være noget jeg oplever. Jeg ønsker at jeg skal have noget i Bibelen, som jeg kan holde fast i, så jeg kan holde fast i det.
So if you have your Bible, turn to Ezekiel.
Så hvis I finder jeres bibler og slår op på Ezekiel kapitel 8.
Ezekiel chapter 8.
Ezekiel 8.
And we want to read verses 2 and 3.
Vers 2 og 3.
verse 2, this is Ezekiel speaking.
I vers 2 er det Ezekiel, der taler.
He said, then I looked and behold a likeness as the appearance of a man from his loins and downward. There was the appearance of fire, and from his loins and upward, the appearance of brightness, like the appearance of glowing metal.
Og jeg så noget, der lignede og så ud som en mand. Fra det, der så ud som hans hofter, og ned efter var der ild, og fra hans hofter og op efter var der noget, der så ud som stråleglans, ligesom funklende hvidguld.
Well, that's exactly what I saw.
Og det var præcis det, jeg så.
Verse 3. He stretched out the form of a hand and caught me by a lock of my head, and the Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem.
Og i vers 3, han rakte noget af form som en hånd ud og greb mig i min hårtop. Ånden løftede mig op mellem jord og himmel og bragte mig i guddomssyner til Jerusalem.
Yeah. That's exactly what happened to me.
Og det var præcis det, der skete for mig.
I got excited when I read this verse.
Jeg blev helt opstemt, da jeg læste de her vers.
Because my experience was so similar to Ezekiel's.
Fordi mine oplevelser var lignede rigtig meget Ezekiel her.
He said he was lifted up between earth and heaven. He didn't go all the way.
Han blev også løftet op mellem himmel og jord. Han gik ikke hele vejen.
I didn't either.
Og det gjorde jeg heller ikke.
And I thought, boy, I can't wait to die and go to heaven and talk to Ezekiel about his experience.
Og jeg tænkte, jeg kan simpelthen ikke vente med at dø og komme i himlen og tale med Ezekiel om den her oplevelse.
So I felt better about what I had just experienced.
Så jeg følte mere fred i det, jeg har oplevet.
Well, the next day we went to another city. We went to Rio de Janeiro in Brazil.
Den næste dag tog vi til en anden by. Vi tog til Rio de Janeiro i Brasilien.
And the first night and the first meeting, the presence of God was so strong in the place.
Og på den første aften, på det første møde, var Guds nærvær rigtig, rigtig stærk.
And during the worship time, the worship leader pointed over to the drummer.
Og imens vi lovsang, så pegede lovsangslederen over på trommeslageren.
And the drummer began to play a solo.
Og trommeslageren, han begyndte at spille en trommesolo.
I had never heard a drum solo before.
Jeg havde ikke hørt en trommesolo før i hele mit liv.
And as he played, the presence of God just kept getting stronger and stronger and stronger in the place.
Og da han spillede den her trommesolo, det var Guds nærvær bare stærkere og stærkere.
And
I
said, God, what is this? What's going on?
Så sagde jeg til Gud, jamen, hvad er det, der sker her?
And God said, warfare.
Og Gud, han sagde, det er krigsførelse.
And I was standing right here in the front, looking up this way.
Og jeg stod heroppe foran og kiggede op.
And I felt impressed to open my eyes and look.
Og jeg åbnede mine øjne og kiggede.
And as I did, right where the wall and the ceiling come together.
Og der hvor jeg kiggede op derop hvor væggen og loftet mødes.
I saw a large number of warrior angels come into the room.
Der så jeg nogle krigsengle komme ind i rummet.
They were wearing a metallic looking armor.
De havde ligesom en metal brynje på.
And they had bright shiny two-edged swords.
Og de havde nogle skinnende tveæggede sværd.
And they were swinging those swords like that.
Og de svingede de her sværd på den her måde.
It was faster than any video game.
Det var meget hurtigere end et videospil eller en computerspil.
In the room there were these black blobs in different places around.
Og i rummet var der ligesom sådan nogle mørke eller nogle sorte kugler.
And that angel, those angels would go over and would hit that black blob and would disappear.
Og de her engle, de ville tage over til de her sorte kugler eller og slå på dem, og så ville de forsvinde.
And they did that all the way through the building. It was just like these dive bombers going all the way through and out of the back of the church.
Og de her engle, de kom ind ligesom sådan nogle bombeflyver, der bare lige dykkede ind, og så forsvandt alle de her sorte pletter eller kugler.
Well, I thought I'm losing my mind.
Og jeg tænkte, jeg er ved at miste min forstand.
This can't be real.
Det her kan ikke være virkelig.
Afterward, I couldn't wait to ask the worship leader.
Og efterfølgende kunne jeg ikke vente med at spørge ham lovsangslederen.
I said, "What was happening when the drummer was playing like that?"
Og jeg sagde til ham, hvad var det egentlig der skete med ham trommeslageren som spillede der?
He said, "It was warfare."
Og så sagde han, det var krigsførelse.
I thought, "Oh, good."
Ah, godt.
Did anything else happen?
Skete der noget andet, spurgte jeg så lovsangslederen.
And he said, yes. Ja. A whole lot of warrior angels came into the room.
Ja, han sagde, der kom en hel hær af krigsengle.
they went through driving all the demons out and went out of the back of the church.
Og de kom ind og de drev alle dæmoner ud og så kom de fløj de ud af bagerste kirken.
He saw the same thing I saw.
Han så det samme som jeg har set.
And I said, "Praise God, I'm not going crazy."
Og jeg sagde, "Tak Gud, jeg er ikke blevet mistet min forstand."
Can there be demons in church?
Kan der være dæmoner i kirken?
Yeah. Yep. I saw it.
Jeg så det.
And I saw those angels cleaning out all the demonic presence.
Og jeg så de her engle, de rensede al den her dæmoniske aktivitet ud.
And it opened the heavens over the building.
Og det åbnede for himlen over bygningen.
And that day there were so many people that were healed. There were people that were terminally ill, had a short time to live, were totally healed by the power of God.
Og på den dag var der rigtig mange som blev helbredt. Der var folk som var dødeligt syge, som blev totalt helbredt ved det møde.
Well, the next day they asked me to go back with a pastor into his office to pray for a man who's dying of brain cancer.
Den næste dag så bad de mig om at tage med pastoren op på kontoret og for at bede for en som var ved at dø af hjernekræft.
As we were going back there, the pastor said that this man and his wife don't know Jesus.
Og da vi var på vejen og der sagde pastoren til mig altså den thought, ham som vi skal dele.
Ah, this is good opportunity here.
Ham som vi skal bede for, han kender ikke Jesus, så jeg tænkte Gary, det her er en god mulighed.
So we got back to the pastor's office. The man was about 75 years old.
Vi kom tilbage til præstens kontor, og manden han var cirka 75 år gammel.
The doctors had performed surgery on him. They said there's nothing more they could do. They sent him home to die.
Og lægerne havde opereret på ham, og de sagde der var ikke mere de kunne gøre. De havde bare sendt ham hjem for at dø.
We started to pray.
Vi begyndte at bede.
And to my right, I saw an angel with these big wings. He brought him out and put him around the man like this.
Og der ligesom ved min højre side, der stod, at der var en engel, som rakte sine vinger ud og omfavnede den her mand.
Well, I couldn't believe what I saw, and I looked again.
Jeg kunne ikke tro på det, jeg så, så jeg kiggede igen.
As I looked again on the right of that angel, I saw a smaller angel.
Og da jeg kiggede igen, der så jeg på den højre side af den her engel en mindre engel.
This angel was blowing fire into the man's head.
Og den her engel, den blæste ild ind i mandens hoved.
And I thought, what is that?
Og jeg tænkte, hvad i alverden er det?
And it looked like a blowtorch of fire going from that angel into the man's head. Thank you.
Og det lignede ligesom en blæselampe med ild, der gik fra den der engel ind i mandens pande.
And then the man said, "I'm healed. I'm healed."
Og så sagde manden, "Jeg er helbredt. Jeg er helbredt."
And I said, "Well, praise God."
Så sagde jeg, "Tak Gud."
Now, I want you to go back to the doctor and have the doctor to confirm the healing.
Men nu vil jeg gerne lige have at du går tilbage til doktoren og får det bekræftet.
Well, he said, "I don't have to. I'm healed. I know I'm healed."
Det behøves jeg ikke, sagde manden her. Jeg er helt sikker på, at jeg er helbredt. Jeg er helbredt.
He said, "Everything is different in there. I'm healed."
Alt er helt anderledes derinde. Jeg er helbredt.
And I said, "Well, I believe you're healed too, but I still want you to go back to the doctor and have him to confirm it."
Jeg tror også på, at du er helbredt, men jeg vil nu alligevel gerne have, at du går tilbage til lægen og får ham til at bekræfte, at du blev.
Well, finally he agreed to.
Og det indgik han endelig på.
And then one of the guys with me reminded me that they didn't know the Lord.
Og en af dem, som var her, mindede mig om, at de kendte altså ikke Herren, dem her.
And so I thought, oh, this is going to be the easiest person in the history of the world to lead to the Lord.
Og jeg tænkte, det her det bliver den nemmeste person i hele verden at lede til Jesus.
So I gave him just a brief plan of salvation.
Så jeg gav ham bare en hurtig plan over hvordan frelsen fungerer.
And I said, "Now, would you like right now? Would you like to receive Jesus Christ into your life?"
Og jeg sagde til ham, "Vil du lige nu modtage Herren i dit liv eller Jesus i dit liv?"
And he looked up at me.
Og han kiggede op på mig.
And he said, "No."
Og han sagde, "Nej."
I said, "What?"
I said, "Yes, hvad?"
"What do you mean, no?"
Hvad mener du, nej?
After all God just did for you and you're rejecting him?
Efter alt hvad Gud lige har gjort for ham, så afviser du ham.
He said, "I don't want to have to go to this church."
Jeg ønsker ikke at skal gå i den her kirke.
And I said, "What?"
Hvad mener du?
Well, he explained that he thought that if he got saved in that church, he'd have to go to that church.
Og han følte lidt, at hvis han var blevet frelst i den kirke, så var han også nødt til at gå i den kirke.
And some of his friends and some of his family members went to that church.
Og der var nogle af hans venner og nogle af hans familiemedlemmer, der var i den kirke.
And he didn't want to go to that church.
Og han ønskede ikke at gå til den samme kirke.
So I said, no. I said, "We're not talking about religion."
Så sagde jeg til ham, nej, vi taler ikke om religion.
We're talking about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Vi taler om en personlig relation til Jesus Kristus.
I said, "You can receive him into your heart right here, right now."
Du kan modtage ham i dit hjerte lige nu, lige her.
And I said, "But you can go to whatever church you want to."
Du kan gå til en hvilken som helst kirke du ønsker.
Provided that it's a Bible-believing church.
Forudsat at det er en bibeltro kirke.
that believes in the signs and the wonders and the miracles where the power and presence of God is there.
Som tror på Guds mirakler og tror på Guds kraft og hvor Guds nærvær er.
So he said, "Oh, okay."
Så sagde han, okay.
So both he and his wife, with tears streaming down their cheeks, invited Jesus Christ into their lives.
Så både han og hans kone med tårerne trillende ned af kinderne inviterede Jesus ind i deres liv.
It was a beautiful thing to see.
Det var fantastisk at se.
Well, that was our last night in Brazil.
Det var vores sidste aften i Brasilien.
And we went back home the next day.
Og vi tog hjem den næste dag.
And I was thinking, are all these experiences, does that just happen in Brazil or can this happen at home?
Og jeg tænkte, kan de her ting kun ske i Brasilien, eller kan de også ske derhjemme?
Well, I found out very quickly that I brought it back with me.
Jeg fandt ret hurtigt ud af, at jeg også tog det med hjem.
Because the first Sunday back in church, I saw angels all over the church building.
For den første søndag hjemme i min egen kirke, der så jeg engle overalt.
There was a big increase in the presence of God and the power of God.
Der var ligesom en forøgelse af Guds kraft i og nærvær i kirken.
And maybe 3 months later, I went to a conference there in Atlanta, Georgia.
Og 3 måneder senere tog jeg til en konference i Atlanta, Georgia.
And Randy Clark was there. I wanted to see him.
Randy Clark var der, jeg ønskede at snakke med ham.
And Heidi Baker from Mozambique.
Og Heidi Baker fra Mozambique var der.
And a pastor from the Ukraine.
Og der var også en præst fra Ukraine.
He pastors the second largest church in all of the Ukraine.
Han var præst for den anden største kirke i Ukraine.
His name is Henry Madava.
Hans navn er Henry Madava.
A great man of God.
En stor gudsmand.
Well, he was speaking.
Han talte.
And as he started in the ministry time, he had everyone to stand up.
Og da han skulle begynde at betjene folk, der bad han alle om at rejse sig.
So as I was standing there, I felt the presence of God so strong upon me.
Og da vi stod der, så følte Guds nærvær så kraftigt på mig.
My angel walked up behind me and put his arms around my waist and started squeezing me.
Og min engel tog ligesom kom op til mig og tog sin arme omkring mig og pressede mig.
And I had never experienced that before.
Det havde jeg heller aldrig oplevet før.
And I thought, what are you doing?
Hvad gør du? Hvad sker der her?
Well, right then the pastor said, if God is touching you right now, I want you to come down front.
Og lige der sagde præsten, hvis Gud han rører ved dig, så skal du komme frem nu.
Well, I ran down front and stood
there.
Og jeg
løb frem.
As I was waiting on the Lord again, my angel put his arms around my waist and started squeezing me real tight.
Og dengang jeg stod og ventede fremme, der kom en engel og tog fat omkring mig og pressede mig rigtig tæt.
And in a split second he took me with him.
Og på et split sekund så tog han mig med mig.
It was like the rocket ship, the space shuttle and the rocket ship.
Det var ligesom en raket eller et rumskib.
We went right up into the heavens.
Vi strøg helt op i himlen.
I had a glimpse of the four living creatures as they were bowing down and worshiping.
Jeg havde et billede af de fire levende væsener, så da de bøjede sig ned og tilbad Jesus.
But then I saw something I did not understand.
Men så jeg noget jeg ikke forstod.
I saw these gray, dark, swirling clouds all around.
Jeg så de her grå, hvirvlende skyer rundt omkring.
And I saw these bright flashes of light.
Og jeg så de her meget, meget kraftige lys, der blinkede.
It looked like it just looked like a big thunderstorm, just like a violent storm.
Det så ud ligesom en tordenstorm, sådan en meget voldsom storm.
And I thought, what is this?
Og jeg tænkte, hvad i alverden er det?
And I thought for a minute, wait a minute. Am I in the wrong place?
Og jeg tænkte et kort øjeblik, hvad sker der her? Er det forkert sted i virkeligheden?
But I had peace on the inside.
Men jeg havde fred indeni.
Then out of those dark gray swirling clouds, I saw two deep red penetrating eyes coming out.
Og da jeg så ligesom ud af de her grå hvirvlende skyer, to røde gennemtrængende øjne kom frem.
I saw thick white flowing hair.
Jeg så tykt hvidt violende hår.
My angel picked me up and he carried me over and he put me in the Lord's lap.
Og min engel som var med mig, han tog og samlede mig op og lagde mig over i Guds skød.
But it was like my angel wanted to talk to me or show me something, but that never happened.
Det var ligesom om at min engel ville vise mig noget eller sige noget, men der skete ligesom ikke noget.
And I lay there for a long time.
Og jeg ligger der i lang tid.
And then it ended.
Og så ender det.
My spirit came back into my body.
Min ånd kommer tilbage i min krop.
And again I hit the floor.
Og igen så bliver smidt til jorden.
And I was down for a long time.
Og jeg var nede i lang tid.
Well, I was afraid to tell anybody about that experience.
Jeg var bange for at fortælle nogen som helst om den
oplevelse. Because I didn't understand it. It didn't look like anything I thought it was going to look like.
For jeg forstod det ikke, og det lignede ikke noget som helst af det jeg troede jeg ville skulle se.
So I said, God, you're going to have to show me in the word.
Så jeg sagde igen, Gud, du må vise mig i ordet.
And in Psalm chapter 97.
Og i Salme 98. Oh, sorry, 97. Yeah,
97. Yeah,
97. Uh-huh. 97.
Psalm 97, beginning in verse 1.
Starten ved vers 1.
The Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice, let the many islands be glad.
Herren er konge, jorden skal juble, de mange fjerne øer skal glæde sig.
Verse 2, I had never seen before.
Vers 2 havde jeg aldrig set før.
Clouds and thick darkness surround him.
Skyer og skymulm omgiver ham.
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne.
Retfærdighed og ret er hans trones grundvold.
Fire goes before him and burns up his adversaries round about.
Foran ham går ilden, og hans fjender omspændes af flammer.
His lightnings lit up the world.
Hans lyn oplyser verden.
The earth saw and trembled.
Jorden ser det og skælver.
The mountains melted like wax at the presence of the Lord.
Bjergene smelter som voks foran Herren.
At the presence of the Lord of the whole earth.
Foran hele jordens herre.
The heavens declare his righteousness and all the peoples have seen his glory.
Himlene fortæller om hans retfærdighed og alle folkene ser hans herlighed.
I saw the clouds and the thick darkness surrounding him, and I saw the lightnings that were lighting up.
Jeg så skyerne, det her skymulm, og jeg så det lyn, som omgiver.
And then in Psalm chapter 18.
Og i Salme 18.
Verses 11 and 12.
Vers 11 og 12.
And actually, if you do a study on the darkness, you'll see there are many places in the scriptures where it was described the darkness and the dark clouds surround him.
Og hvis I læser i skriften, så vil I faktisk se og læser om mørke, så vil I se, at der mange steder står, at de mørke skyer omslutter ham.
But Psalm 18, verse 11.
Salme 18, vers 11.
He made darkness his hiding place, his canopy around him.
Han red på keruber og fløj frem på vindens vinger. I think it's verse 12 now. Han skjulte sig i mørket omkring ham.
Okay, a darkness of waters, thick clouds of the sky.
Yeah, han dækkede sig i regnsorte skymasser.
From the brightness before him passed his thick clouds.
Fra lysskæret foran ham kom skyer frem med.
Hailstones and coals of fire.
Hagl og glødende kul.
You see, the dark canopy is like a shield protecting us from the full manifest glory of God.
Altså, det er ligesom om de mørke regnskyer, de beskytter os mod den fulde syn af Gud, den fulde manifestation af Gud.
And then over in Revelation chapter 1.
Og lad os kigge i Åbenbaringsbogen kapitel 1.
This was when John was taken up into the presence of the Lord.
Ja, det var mens Johannes han blev taget op i Guds nærvær.
And he was describing what he saw.
Og han beskrev hvad han så.
In verse 14.
Vers 14.
His head and his hair were white, like white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire.
Hans hoved og hår var hvidt som den hvideste uld, som sne, og hans øjne var som lugende ild.
See, I saw exactly the same thing that John saw.
Jeg så præcis det samme som Johannes så.
I felt good now.
Så havde det pludselig bedre.
So I thought, well, praise God, I can tell people about this now.
Så jeg sagde tak Gud, pris Gud, nu kan jeg fortælle folk om det.
Well, the next day at that conference, the same pastor from Ukraine was ministering again.
Den næste dag der ved den her konference, der var det stadigvæk ham den ukrainske pastor der prædikede.
And as he was speaking, I saw a large angel that was twice his height behind him.
Og da han talte, der så jeg ligesom en engel stå bag ved ham, som var dobbelt så høj som ham.
He had his arms out like this and his wings came down on the sides like that.
Han havde armene ud ligesom sådan her og vingerne kom ned ligesom vi kan se her.
And as a pastor would walk on the platform, the angel would walk behind him just like this everywhere he went.
Og når præsten han gik frem og tilbage på platformen, så gik englen bagved med ham.
And he was talking about the fire of God and how that we should all be consumed with the fire of God.
Og han talte om Guds ild og om hvordan vi alle sammen skulle blive opslugt eller et af Guds ild.
And then he started into ministry time and he began to pray and ask God to release his fire over the church.
Og efter prædiken, når vi skulle have en stund, så bad han om at Guds ånd den må blive forløst over.
Well, as he did that, above that angel behind him there was another row of angels.
Og da han gjorde det, der var der ligesom en række af engle om bag ved den engel som stod bag ved ham.
And they were blowing fire out over the church.
Og de blæste ild ud over kirken.
It looked like a blanket or just like a sheet of fire coming out over the whole church.
Det lignede ligesom et tæppe eller et lag af ild ud over kirken.
And then that turned into individual flames of fire that started to fall.
Og det kom ligesom til nogle enkelte eller individuelle ildbobler som kom ned på mennesker.
And then it turned into balls of fire.
Og så kom det lidt til ildkugler.
And it came down and started hitting people all over the room, right on the top of their head.
Og det begyndte at banke folk oven i alle mennesker i salen oven i hovedet.
Well, I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Jeg kunne ikke tro det jeg så.
And as I looked around, I noticed that not everybody received that ball of fire.
Og da jeg kiggede rundt, kunne jeg se, at det var ikke alle der modtog den her ildkugle.
That for some the ball of fire was just bouncing above their head.
For nogens vedkommende der stod kuglen ligesom bare og bankede oven på hovedet.
And so I asked the Lord, I said, God, what's happening? Why aren't they receiving that?
Og jeg sagde til Gud, jamen, hvad sker der her? Hvorfor modtager de den ikke?
And the Lord spoke to me to look at their countenance.
Og Gud han bad at se på deres udtryk.
And as I did, I don't know if I was seeing with the eye of my spirit or with my natural physical eye.
Og da jeg gjorde det, så ved jeg ikke, om jeg kiggede med mine naturlige øjne, eller jeg så med mine åndelige øjne.
All I know is what I saw.
Det eneste, jeg ved, det var, hvad jeg så.
I saw the expression on their face was hard and they were resisting what God was doing.
Deres ansigtsudtryk var ligesom hårde og de modstod Gud.
As I continued to look on some of them, I saw their expression begin to change.
Og da jeg blev ved med at kigge, så jeg på nogen for nogens vedkommende, der begyndte ligesom at forandres.
As a softness came over them.
Der kom ligesom en mildhed over dem.
And as they were yielding to the presence of God in the place.
Ligesom de eftergav sig over for Guds nærvær i rummet.
As they did that, that ball of fire would hit them on the top of the head.
Og da de gjorde det, så ramte kuglen deres hoved.
But there were others that the ball of fire was still bouncing right above them.
Men der var andre hvor kuglen ligesom ikke blev modtaget, hvor den bare blev ved med at bounce eller at hoppe oven på hovedet.
And then after a period of time the ball of fire just drifted away.
Og efter et stykke tid så forsvandt den her ildkugle ligesom.
And I thought, God, they didn't get it at all.
Og så sagde jeg til Gud, jamen de fik det jo slet ikke dem der.
Why didn't they receive it?
Hvorfor modtog de det ikke?
And the Lord spoke to me because of the hardness of their heart.
Og Gud han sagde til mig på grund af hårdhed i deres hjerte.
And not yielding to the presence of God.
Og ikke at overgive sig til Guds nærvær.
Because of religious tradition.
Måske på grund af religiøs tradition.
Because of control issues in their lives.
Måske har de behov for at have kontrol i deres liv.
And I thought, you know, that's really amazing because what God was doing, what God was pouring out was available for everybody in the room.
Og det var faktisk ret, det var forbløffende for det som Gud han uddelte, det var tilgængeligt for alle i rummet.
There were three groups of people.
Der var tre grupper af mennesker.
Some of them received instantly.
Nogle modtog øjeblikkeligt.
The second group received, they were much slower, but as they yielded, then they received.
Men og den anden gruppe var, der gik det noget langsommere, det var ligesom de skulle igennem en overgivelsesproces først.
And then the third group, because of the hardness and not receive it, they didn't get it at all.
Og så var der en tredje gruppe, som på grund af deres hårdhed og deres ønske om ikke at modtage, de slet ikke fik det.
But what God was doing was there for everyone.
Men det som Gud gjorde, det var der for alle.
And what God wants to do this weekend is available for everyone.
Det Gud han ønsker at gøre den her weekend, det er tilgængeligt for alle.
So I encourage you to be soft and pliable and yielding to the Spirit of God.
Så jeg vil gerne bede om nu at indstille jer på at være bløde og bøjelige over for det som Gud han har.
And let him do what he wants to do in our hearts.
Og lad ham gøre det han ønsker at gøre i vores hjerter.
You see, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
Se i 1. Korintherne 15.
Verse 31.
Vers 31.
Paul said, "I die daily."
Der siger han, jeg dør dagligt.
And the first time I read that, I thought, "What? How could he do that?"
Men den første gang jeg læste det, så tænkte jeg, det er noget mærkeligt noget. Hvordan kan han gøre det?
I mean, did they have a funeral for him every day?
Havde de en begravelse for ham hver eneste dag?
Well, no, that's not what that means.
Nej, det er ikke det, det betyder.
What happens when somebody dies?
Hvad sker der, når nogen dør?
Well, there's a separation that takes place.
Der sker en adskillelse.
A separation between the flesh and the spirit.
Kødet og ånden adskilles.
Now, what happens to the flesh?
Hvad sker der med kødet?
Well, it dies and it goes into the ground. It's buried.
Kødet går ned, det dør, og det går ned i jorden, og det dør.
But what happens to the spirit?
Hvad sker der med ånden?
You see, the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Bibelen siger, at det at være adskilt fra kroppen er at være nær Gud.
So what Paul was saying was, I want all of the desires of my flesh to die.
Så det som Paulus han siger, jeg ønsker alt min kropslængsler, de må dø.
So that my spirit might be in the presence of God every day.
Sådan at min ånd må være i Guds nærvær hver eneste dag.
You see, when you're in the presence of the Lord,
ser du når du er i Guds nærvær,
then you can see Him.
Så kan du se ham.
And you can hear His voice.
Så kan du høre hans stemme.
And you can walk with him and you can talk with him.
Og du kan gå med ham og du kan snakke med ham.
And you can have fellowship with him.
Og du kan have en relation til ham.
Paul was saying, I am choosing every day not to live according to my own agenda.
Paulus han siger her, jeg ønsker hver eneste dag, jeg vælger hver eneste dag ikke at leve efter min egen dagsorden.
I want to let go of the desires and the lusts of the flesh.
Jeg ønsker at afstå fra de længsler som mit kød har.
So that my spirit might be in the presence of God every day.
Sådan at min ånd kan være i Guds nærvær hver eneste dag.
That's God's desire for every one of us.
Og det er Guds ønske for hver eneste af os.
You see, 10 years ago I died.
Ser du, for 10 år siden der døde jeg.
And did you know what?
Og ved du hvad?
That wasn't a one-time death.
Og det var ikke en engangsdød.
It's something I do every day, just noget, like Paul.
Det er noget jeg gør hver eneste dag, ligesom Paulus.
I don't do it as a religious practice.
Jeg gør det ikke som en eller anden religiøs praksis.
I don't do it to gain standing with God.
Jeg ønsker det ikke for at opnå en eller anden bestemt position hos Gud.
I do it as a daily reminder.
Jeg gør det som en daglig mindelse om.
That I am not going to live according to my own fleshly, worldly desires.
At jeg ikke ønsker dagligt at leve efter mine kødelige lyster.
But I want my spirit to be in the presence of God every day.
Jeg ønsker derimod hver dag at min ånd skal være i Guds nærvær.
Do you want to die?
Vil du dø?
Well, that was two or three of you.
Ja, der var en to tre stykker.
Are you ready to die?
Er du klar til at dø?
Do you really want to?
Vil du det virkelig?
Are you willing to say no to the desires of the flesh and yes to the spirit of God?
Er du villig til at sige nej til kroppens ønsker eller til kødets ønsker?
That's what we all want.
Ja, det er det vi alle sammen ønsker.
So we're going to do that. We're going to die this morning.
Så i dag,
or
den
this
her,
afternoon.
Her til her over middag, der ønsker vi at dø i dag.
Okay?
Er I klar? Ja, okay.
So how are we going to do that?
Hvordan gør vi det?
You know, the Bible says, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it's not going to bring forth any fruit.
Se, Bibelen siger, at medmindre et frø det kommer ned i jorden og går til, så kommer der ikke nogen frugt op.
So that's what we're going to do so that we can live a fruitful life.
Så det er det, vi ønsker at gøre, så vi kan leve et frugtbart liv.
Okay, so how we're going to do this, we're going to pray what I call the prayer of Romans 6:13.
Så det vi gør, det er at vi prøver at bede sammen det jeg kalder Romerne 6 bønnen eller 6:13 bønnen.
Where we give over our five physical senses to the Lord.
Hvor vi overgiver vores fem fysiske sanser til Herren.
To activate our five spiritual senses.
For ligesom at aktivere vores fem åndelige sanser.
To give ourselves completely to Him.
For at overgive os selv fuldstændigt til ham.
And then we're going to pray a prayer of impartation that your eyes be open to see in the realm of the spirit.
Så skal vi bede en bøn om kraftoverførsel, sådan at dine øjne, de må se ind i den åndelige verden.
That you can hear his voice.
Du kan høre hans stemme.
That you can have a real encounter with him.
Så du kan have et virkeligt møde med ham.
Now, the biblical basis for praying that prayer.
Den bibelske fundament for at bede den her.
Is in 2 Kings chapter 6.
Er i 2. Kongebog kapitel 6.
when Elisha and his servant were standing there,
der hvor Elisa og hans tjener står der,
and the servant said, Elisha, we're in big trouble.
Hvor Elisas tjener siger, vi er i store vanskeligheder.
He said, the enemies come, they've surrounded the city, they're coming after you. We're dead. It's all over with.
Hvor hans tjener, han siger, fjenden er kommet, de har omringet byen, de er mange flere end os. Vi er fortabte.
And Elisha said, ah, that's no big deal.
Vores til Elisa siger, det er ikke noget problem.
He said, there's more with us than there are with them.
Der er flere med dem end der er flere med os end der er med dem.
Well, I can see that servant just scratching his head saying, Elisha.
Jeg kan se den her tjener for mig, han kratter sig i hovedet og siger, Elisa.
One and one is two. There's two of us.
Han siger til ham, Elisa, en og en, det er to. Vi er to.
And there's thousands of the enemy.
Og der er tusinder af fjender.
What do you mean there's more with us than there are with them?
Hvad mener du med, at der er flere med os end der er med dem?
And then Elisha prayed a prayer.
Og så bad Elisa en bøn.
He said, "O Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he might see."
Og så sagde han, Herre, jeg beder om åbn hans øjne, så han måtte se.
He didn't say, "Give him eyes to see."
Han sagde ikke, giv ham øjne at se.
He said, "Open his eyes." In other words, we have the equipment.
Han sagde, åbn øjnene, vi har med andre ord udstyret.
It's not give me eyes to see, but it's open my eyes to see.
Det er ikke give mig øjne for at se, men åbn mine øjne, så jeg kan se.
So he said, O Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he might see.
Så Elisa sagde, åbn hans øjne, så han måtte se.
And instantly God opened the eyes of his spirit.
Og straks åbnede Gud hans øjne.
And he saw the chariots of fire.
Og han så ildvognene.
He saw the heavenly hosts.
Han så de himmelske hærskare.
The armies of the Lord.
Herrens hærskare.
They were surrounding the enemy.
De omringede faktisk fjenden.
Far outnumbering the enemy.
De var langt flere.
You see, they were there all the time.
De har været der hele tiden.
Elisha saw them, but the servant didn't.
Elisa så dem, men det gjorde tjeneren ikke.
See, there were two people in the same circumstance, and they saw it from two different perspectives.
Der var to mennesker under samme omstændigheder, men de så det fra to forskellige perspektiver.
The servant was full of fear. It's like, oh, we're dead. It's all over with.
Tjeneren var fuld af frygt, og han tænkte, vi er døde. Det er slut nu.
Because he was looking at the natural circumstance with his natural eyes.
For han så på de naturlige omstændigheder med sine naturlige øjne.
But Elisha was just full of faith and confidence.
Men Elisa, han var fuld af tro og frimodighed.
Because he was looking at the circumstances with the eyes of his spirit.
Fordi han så på omstændighederne med åndens
looking
øjne.
Into the supernatural realm to see what God was doing.
Kigge ind i det overnaturlige verden for at se, hvad Gud han så.
And that's when he prayed the prayer, O Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he might see.
Og det var der han bad bønnen, åbn øjnene, så han må se.
And immediately the servant saw the same thing.
Og øjeblikkelig så tjeneren det samme.
Now, when we can see what God's doing, it changes our perspective on our circumstances.
Når vi kan se det som Gud han ser, så ændrer det fuldstændig vores omstændigheder, hvordan
because
vi ser det.
Because we're not just looking with our natural physical eyes, altså, but we're looking with the eyes of our spirit.
Vi ser ikke kun med vores naturlige øjne, vi ser med vores åndelige øjne også.
And we're going to talk a lot more about that this afternoon.
Det skal vi snakke en del om i eftermiddag.
But that's what happens.
Det er det der sker.
That's the biblical basis for praying that our eyes be open to see.
Det er den bibelske basis for at vi må bede den her bøn om at åbne vores øjne, så vi kan se.
But first, I'm going to walk you through the prayer of Romans 6:13.
Men først så skal vi sammen gå igennem Romerne 6:13, bønnen.
Now as we do this, I want you to be interactive with the Lord.
Når vi gør det, så vil jeg gerne have at du ligesom er aktiv over for Gud.
I want you to I want you to participate in this.
Jeg ønsker at du skal deltage i det her.
Now, don't just listen to what I say and mentally agree with it.
Lad være med bare at lytte til det jeg siger og sådan mentalt være enig
but
i det.
I want you to be proactive and you connect with the Lord.
Jeg ønsker at du skal være proaktiv sådan at du ligesom gør noget i det her også.
Okay? So first I want to just everybody just relax and just begin to entertain his presence because God is all over this room.
Så ønsker bare vi alle sammen lukker øjnene og ligesom fornemmer Guds nærhed, for Guds nærhed er til stede.
So Father, we thank you for your sweet presence.
Herre, vi takker dig for din søde tilstedeværelse.
God, I thank you for the open heaven that's already here in this place.
Jeg takker dig for den åbne himmel som allerede er på dette sted.
So we welcome you, O God.
Vi byder dig velkommen, Herre.
We welcome you to have your way in our lives.
Vi byder dig velkommen til at have din måde i vores liv, Herre.
Holy Spirit.
Kom, Helligånd.
First, I want you to give your eyes to the Lord.
Først ønsker jeg, at du skal overgive dine øjne til Herren.
Go ahead and do that now.
Gør det nu. Jesus.
Often we look at things we shouldn't look at.
Alt for ofte så kigger vi på ting, som vi ikke skulle kigge på.
Those of you that are into internet pornography, allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you now.
De er, som kigger på porno på internettet, tillad at Guds ånd taler til jer nu.
We're giving our eyes to the Lord.
Vi giver vores øjne til Herren.
So Father, I give you my eyes.
Så Herre, jeg giver dig mine øjne.
That my spiritual sight might be activated.
Så at mit åndelige syn må blive aktiveret.
That I can see beyond this natural physical world into the realm of the spirit.
Så jeg kan se ud over den her naturlige verden og ind i den Guds åndelige verden.
Now give him your ears.
Giv ham dine ører.
Too often we listen to things we shouldn't listen to.
Alt for ofte så hører vi på ting, som vi ikke burde høre på.
You see, God wants us to put a filter over our ears.
Gud han ønsker, at vi skal putte et filter over vores ører.
To filter out the noise of the world.
For at fjerne støjen fra verden.
So that we can hear his quiet whisper.
Så vi kan høre hans stille hvisken.
God, I give you my ears.
Så Gud, jeg giver dig mine ører.
Lord, that I can hear your voice more clearly.
Så jeg kan høre din stemme mere tydeligt.
Give him your mouth, your lips, your tongue.
Giv ham nu din mund, din læber, din tunge.
You know, that's what gets us in trouble is our mouth.
Det der tit får os problemer, det er vores mund.
We say so many things that we shouldn't say.
Og vi siger så mange ting, som vi ikke burde sige.
The Bible says that sweet water and bitter water should not come out of the same opening.
Gud siger, at godt vand og dårligt vand eller bittert vand skal ikke komme ud af den samme åbning.
But that's what happens with our mouth.
Men det er det, der sker med vores mund.
Because we come to church and we praise God and we say wonderful things.
Fordi vi kommer i kirke og vi priser Gud og vi siger fantastiske ting.
And then we leave and we curse man made in God's image.
Og så forlader vi kirken og så forbander vi mennesker som er lavet i Guds billede.
And the Bible says it ought not to be that way.
Og Bibelen siger det burde ikke være på den måde.
So God, I give you my mouth, my lips, my tongue.
Så Gud, jeg giver dig min mund, min læber, min tunge.
That I might speak your words.
Så jeg taler dine ord.
Your nose.
Giv ham din næse.
We get so used to smelling the stink of the world that it becomes acceptable to us.
Vi er så vant til at lugte den stank, som der er i verden, at det bliver acceptabelt for os.
So God, I want to draw close to you.
Så Gud, jeg ønsker at være nær ved dig.
I want to develop a close, intimate relationship with you.
Jeg ønsker at have et tæt, intimt fællesskab med dig.
God, I want to be so close to you that I can smell your sweet fragrance.
Så jeg ønsker at være så tæt på dig, at jeg kan dufte din søde duft.
That I can smell your perfume, that I can smell the incense of the Lord.
At jeg kan dufte de dufte som du har her.
So God, I give you my nose.
Så Gud, jeg giver dig min næse.
That I might smell your presence.
Så jeg kan lugte dit nærvær.
Now give him your hands.
Giv ham dine hænder nu.
That they touch nothing unclean, but only what he's touching.
At de ikke rører ved noget urent, men kun det, som han rører med.
That these hands would reach out to those in need.
At de her hænder, de må række ud til dem, som behøver.
That these hands would reach out to the lost.
De her hænder må række ud mod de fortabte.
that these hands be laid on the sick and they will recover in the name of Jesus.
De her hænder, de må blive lagt på de syge, og de må blive raske i Jesu navn.
So God, I give you my hands.
Så Gud, jeg giver dig mine hænder.
That they might be your hands extended.
At de må være dine forlængede arme.
That they might be used in serving you.
At de må blive brugt til at tjene dig.
Give him your feet.
Giv ham dine fødder.
Too often we're veering off path. We're going in the wrong direction.
Alt for ofte så afviger vi fra den sti, som vi burde være på, og vi går i den forkerte retning.
It's time to turn around and come back and follow Jesus.
Og nu er det tid til at vende om og komme tilbage og følge Jesus.
I want to walk with you.
Gud, jeg ønsker at gå sammen med dig.
God, where you are, that's where I want to be.
Der hvor du er, det er der jeg vil være.
I want to walk in cadence with you.
Jeg vil gå i kadence med dig.
I want to follow you, oh God.
Jeg vil følge dig, Herre.
So Lord, if you say go, I'll go.
Så Herre, hvis du siger gå, så vil jeg gå.
If you say wait, I'll wait.
Så hvis du siger vent, så vil jeg vente.
If you say step out on the water and everybody else says that can't be done.
Og hvis du siger træd ud på vandet, og alle andre siger det kan ikke lade sig gøre.
I'm going to fix my eyes on you and I'm going to come to you.
Så fester jeg mine øjne og mit blik på dig, og så kommer jeg ud til dig.
God, I'll go where you want me to go.
Gud, jeg vil gå der hvor du ønsker jeg skal gå.
You see, some of you in this room are called to the nations.
Der er nogen her i lokalet som er kaldet til nationerne.
Yes, God, I'll go.
Ja, Herre, jeg vil gå.
Some of you are called to the nation of Denmark.
Nogle er kaldet til nationen Danmark.
Yes, God, I'll go.
Ja, Herre, jeg vil gå.
Some of you are called to the city or the town where you live.
Nogle er kaldet til den by eller det sted hvor I bor.
Yes, God, I'll go.
Ja, Herre, jeg vil gå.
You're called to the place where you work.
Du er kaldet til det sted hvor du arbejder.
Yes, God, I'll go.
Ja, Herre, jeg vil gå.
To your neighborhood, your family.
Til din familie, til din naboer.
Yes, God, I'll go.
Ja, Herre, jeg vil gå.
How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
Hvor livlige er de fodtrin af dem, som bringer gode nyheder.
So God, I give you my feet.
Så Gud, jeg giver dig mine fødder.
God, I want to follow you all the days of my life.
Jeg ønsker at følge dig alle dagene i mit liv.
I want to go where you want me to go.
Jeg vil gå der hvor du ønsker jeg skal gå.
I want to be where you want me to be.
Jeg ønsker at være der hvor du ønsker jeg skal være.
Now give him your heart.
Nå, giv ham dit hjerte.
Hardness of your heart.
Giv ham dit hjertes hårdhed.
Give him your broken heart.
Giv ham dit brudte hjerte.
I want a soft, pliable heart.
Her, jeg vil gerne have et blødt, bøjeligt hjerte.
A whole heart, wholly given over to you.
Et helt hjerte, som er fuldstændig overgivet til dig.
God, I want your heart.
Gud, jeg ønsker dit hjerte.
A heart of love.
Et hjerte af kærlighed.
A heart of compassion.
Et hjerte af længsel.
A pure heart, oh God.
Et rent hjerte.
So God, I give you my heart.
Så Gud, jeg giver dig mit hjerte.
That I might have your heart.
Sådan at jeg kan få dit hjerte.
That I might know your heartbeat.
Så jeg kan kende dit hjerterytme.
Give him your mind.
Giv ham din tanker.
See, the mind is the battlefield.
Vores tanker eller vores sind er vores slagmarken.
That's where battles are won or lost.
Det er der kampe vindes og tabes.
For God, I give you my mind.
Så Gud, jeg giver dig mit sind.
That I might have a renewed mind.
Så jeg har et fornyet sind.
I might have the mind of Christ operating in me.
Så jeg har Guds sind, der opererer i mig, et Kristi sind.
A pure mind.
Et rent sind.
So God, I give you my mind.
Så Gud, jeg giver dig mit sind.
That I might have your mind.
Så jeg har dit sind.
That I can think like you think.
Så jeg kan tænke ligesom du tænker.
Now give him your whole person, spirit, soul and body.
Og giv ham det hele, din person, ånd, sjæl og legeme.
Go ahead and do that.
Gør det.
Everything I am, I give to you.
Gud, alt hvad jeg er, det giver jeg til dig.
Everything I have, I give to you.
Alt hvad jeg har, det giver jeg til dig.
You see, God doesn't want 50%.
Gud, han ønsker ikke 50%.
Or even 75%.
Eller 75%.
Or 99.5%.
Eller 99.5%.
He wants 100%.
Han vil have 100%.
So God, right now, I surrender all.
Så lige nu, Gud, der overgiver jeg alt.
I lay my life on the altar.
Jeg lægger mit liv på alteret.
And I say, God, not my will, but your will be done in my life.
Jeg siger, ikke min vilje, men din vilje ske i mit liv.
If you prayed that with me and you really meant it, you just died.
Og hvis du bad det her sammen med mig, og du virkelig mente det, så døde du der.
And it really feels good.
Og det føles bare godt.
Because it releases our spirit to be free to entertain the presence of God.
For det frigiver vores ånd til at være sammen med Gud.
So again, Father, we welcome you. We thank you for your presence.
Så igen, far, så byder vi dig velkommen.
We thank you for the activation of our spiritual senses.
Vi takker dig fordi at vi har aktiveret vores åndelige sanser.
To be able to go beyond this natural physical world.
Så vi kan komme ud over den her naturlige fysiske verden.
And to entertain the supernatural realm of the spirit.
Og være en del af den åndelige overnaturlige verden.
Lord, that we can see and we can hear and we can smell and we can taste and we can feel your presence.
Så at vi med alle vores sanser kan mærke dit nærvær.
So Father, right now I pray that prayer of impartation that Elisha prayed.
Og lige nu beder jeg den bøn, som Elisa bad om overførsel af kraft her.
Oh Lord, I pray, open their eyes that they might see.
Så her jeg beder dig om, at du må åbne deres øjne, så de måtte se.
That they might see beyond this natural physical world into the supernatural realm.
At de må se ud over den her fysiske naturlige verden og ind i den overnaturlige åndelige verden.
God, that you'd remove the scales from the eyes of our spirit.
At du må fjerne skællene fra vores øjne.
That you'd release visions and dreams and revelation.
At du må åbenbare drømme og visioner.
God, that you'd open up the heavens.
At du åbner for himlene.
Some of you are already beginning to see images on the screen of your mind.
Der er nogen af jer, som allerede nu ser billeder for jeres indre øje.
Maybe you don't understand it. Ask God to bring clarity. Ask for more.
Hvis ikke, måske forstår du ikke, så bed om klarhed. Bed Gud om at vise mere.
Just go with the Spirit now.
Gå med ånden nu.
Some of you may sense that God wants to take you someplace or show you something. You just go with it. Don't resist. Don't hold back.
Nogle af jer fornemmer måske ligesom om at Gud han ønsker at tage jer nogle steder hen. Og lad være med at holde jer tilbage. Bare gå med.
For some of you, God is speaking to you now.
Der er nogen, som Gud taler til nu.
Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.
Tal, Herre, din tjener lytter.
Some of you may begin to smell the presence of the Lord.
Nogle af jer fornemmer måske Herrens duft, Herrens nærværs duft.
Or you can feel his embrace.
Kan du mærke hans omfavnelse?
More Lord, more of your presence. Come Holy Spirit.
Mere din ånd her, mere dit nærvær.
God, give us eyes to see and ears to hear.
Gud, giv os øjne at se og ører at høre.
Thank you, Father.
Tak for.
Okay, we want to take just a moment and find out what's been happening.
Vi skal lige have en anledning, hvor vi lige finder ud af, hvad der er sket.
How many of you felt like you saw something on the screen of your mind? Maybe you didn't understand it or it wasn't real clear, but you saw something on the screen of your mind. Would you raise your hand?
Hvor mange af jer så et eller andet for jeres indre øje? I er måske ikke helt klar over, hvad det var, men hvor mange af jer så noget, hvis I lige rejser jeres eller rækker armen op?
Okay. How many of you felt like God took you someplace and showed you something? Can I see your hands?
Hvor mange af jer følte ligesom at Gud, han viste jer et eller andet, tog jer et eller andet sted hen? På at rejse jeres, eller
anybody?
Op med,
okay.
Op med lappen.
Good. Good. How many of you smelled something?
Er der nogen, som duftede noget?
Anybody? Good. Or you felt something?
Eller I følte noget?
Good. Good. A lot more of you experienced more than you think you experienced.
Helt det er, som oplevede mere end I egentlig troede I oplevede.
And we're going to talk about that this afternoon.
Det skal vi snakke om her i eftermiddag.
You say, well, yeah, but I didn't really. I mean, I just that was just me. I just kind of made that up.
Ja, det var noget jeg selv fandt på. Det var ikke noget fra Gud. Det var.
So how many of you had that thought?
Hvor mange af jer har tænkt den
just
tanke?
Just be real honest. Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, yeah. You see, these are real encounters with the Lord.
Det her, det er virkelig møder med Gud.
And this afternoon, you're going to see and understand that you're seeing more than you think you're seeing.
Og i eftermiddag skal vi se på, at I faktisk ser mere end I tror I ser.
And that you're hearing more than you think you're hearing.
I hører mere end I tror I hører.
And you're having more spiritual encounters than you think you're having.
Der er flere åndelige møder end I tror.
Because we have a tendency to write it off as well. That was just me. I was just making that up.
For vi har en tendens til bare ligesom at afskrive det med, at det var bare noget jeg fandt på.
No, it's the Spirit of God.
Nej, det er Guds ånd.
I'd like to get a couple of testimonies of those of you, what your experience was, that you saw, you heard, you felt, or whatever. Okay?
So. Er der nogen, som træder frem med vidnesbyrd om det, I har oplevet, eller det, I har set, eller det, I har hørt?
Just quickly, I want to get a couple of quick testimonies.
Så der er et par stykker, som kommer frem.
So, come on up, real quick. Do you have another microphone?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Er der nogen, som har lyst til at komme frem og fortælle, hvad de oplevede?
Is there? Okay. Tell us what your experience was.
Da han snakker om det her med at gå til nationerne, der snurrede det i mine fødder.
Good. That's good. Okay, there's a call there. Okay? Somebody else. What happened? What did you see? What did you experience?
Er der nogen andre, som har en oplevelse, som du vil dele med os? Have frimodighed.
Don't be shy.
Vær ikke.
Who be the brave? Okay, good. Come on. Couple more of you. Come on up. Don't wait. Just come on up real quick. Okay. Good.
Jeg følte bare, at jeg kørte, og så blev jeg bare rykket fremad, eller sådan noget. Meget mærkelige følelser. Og så så jeg også på en mark, så var der en stor sten, og der rullede. Det var. Ja, det rullede.
Okay, wait. Let me ask you a question.
Vent, jeg skal lige spørge om noget.
Okay, now, when you felt like you were going someplace.
Da du følte, du skulle et eller andet sted hen.
Okay, did you have an awareness of anything that was going on in this room?
Har du skete der noget andet i rummet?
Jeg kørte bil, og så.
I was driving my car, and then you felt that you. Okay, she was driving her car, and then she felt that she was just moved forward or towed forward. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, did you have an awareness of anything going on in the room, like that you were in this room?
Var du opmærksom på andet, der skete, mens du var der?
No. Okay.
No.
Okay, I didn't think. Okay. Now wait a second. Don't.
Vent et øjeblik.
Okay. Now. You see, that was a true out-of-body experience.
Det var en sand ud af kroppen oplevelse.
Okay, and we're going to talk more about that this afternoon.
Vi skal snakke mere om i eftermiddag.
And tomorrow also.
Og også i morgen.
Because when you have a true out-of-body experience, you lose all awareness of your physical surroundings.
Fordi når du har sådan en ud af kroppen oplevelse, så mister du al fornemmelse for din omgivelser, for din fysiske omgivelser.
And it's like you're there.
Det er ligesom om du er der.
You know what I mean?
Forstår du?
Okay, so that's good.
Det var godt.
Thank you. Did anyone else experience something like that, or
var der nogen andre, som oplevede noget lignende eller noget, som de gerne vil dele?
Anything? A couple more testimonies. Good.
Ja, lad os høre, hvad du har at sige.
jeg så alle mulige dyr, og jeg kunne mærke et eller andet i min hals, og jeg kunne mærke et eller andet i mit hoved.
That's good. How old are you?
13.
See, that's the presence of the Lord that you're experiencing.
Det er Guds nærvær, du oplever.
Father, I thank you for what you're doing in his life. God, for bringing revelation of who you are and how you want to use him in the future.
For at bringe åbenbaring i hans liv og for at vise ham, hvordan du ønsker at bruge ham i fremtiden.
Thank you, Father.
Tak, Herre.
And thank you for your boldness to come up and share that.
Og tak for din frimodighed til at komme frem og fortælle om det.
That's great.
Det er bare godt.
Praise God.
Pris Gud.
Bless you. Good. Good. Yes.
Det var under din prædiken. Så var det ligesom sådan to flade hænder, der lige berørte min ryg. Og jeg tænkte bare lige, hvad var det lige for noget? Og hvis ikke det havde været her, så havde jeg ikke tænkt, så havde jeg måske tænkt, det havde været vinden. Eller, men så tænkte jeg, det er måske en engel. Det er måske engle, der er her. Så stod jeg egentlig bare her og tænkte, jamen kan jeg vide, om det er engel? Og så var det, du sagde, at der er engle til stede her i dag. Og så blev jeg glad, og jeg tænkte, så var det måske en engel. Det ved jeg jo ikke.
Well, it was, yes, it was. That's what it was.
Det var det, det var.
See, many of you have experienced manifestation of your angel, but you didn't know it.
Mange har fået manifestationer af jeres engel, uden at I har vidst det.
Oftentimes it happens during worship, because there's so much angelic activity.
Ofte sker det under lovsang, fordi der er så meget engelsk aktivitet.
How many of you, like during times of worship, and you're just really in the presence of the Lord?
Hvordan er der mange af jer, der har det, ligesom når I er i tilbedelse i Guds nærvær?
And it's like you feel a hand on your head or your shoulder or your back, and you look, and nobody's there.
Og I føler ligesom en hånd på jeres hoved, på jeres skulder eller noget, og I kigger der ligesom om der er ikke nogen der.
Raise your hand if that's happened to you, just like what happened to her. Okay, good, good. How many of you, like you're standing there worshiping the Lord, and all of a sudden you feel wind blow by, like somebody just ran by you or something, and there's nobody there?
Mange har oplevet ligesom en vind, der går forbi jer, uden at der er nogen der, men der er bare en vind, der kommer forbi jer.
Okay. How many of you feel heat coming over your body? It's like, you know, where you just start getting, and it's not a hot flash.
Hvor mange har ligesom I mærker varme i jeres krop, og det er ikke hedeture, jeg snakker om?
Okay. You see, those are manifestations of your angel.
Det der her er manifestationer af din engel.
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 7.
Hebræerne 1:7
says that angels manifest themselves as wind and as fire.
Det står der, at engle manifesterer sig som vind og som ild.
I don't know if you noticed, but on the last song that we were singing, this open window, the wind started blowing in really strongly.
Jeg ved ikke, om I lagde mærke til, at vinden den kom ind ret kraftigt her under den sidste lovsang.
And that blind was just swinging way out. It was real open.
Ja, og gardinet det ligesom blæste frem, og det var helt åben.
And there was an influx of angels coming in through that window.
Der kom engle ind af det vindue der.
Now, that was not just natural wind.
Det var ikke bare naturlig vind.
That was the presence of angels.
Det var tilstedeværelsen af engle.
Okay. So, you guys are doing great.
I gør det godt.
This afternoon we're going to explain how all of this stuff works, show you that you're not crazy.
I eftermiddag skal vi se på, hvordan det her det fungerer, at I ikke alle sammen er tosser.
And you say, well, you know, but no, that wasn't for me. I didn't experience that. Wasn't no. I was just that was just me.
Og de ikke bare ligesom siger, det var ikke lige noget for mig. Det var ikke eller det var bare lige mig. Det var mine egne tanker.
We're going to explain all of that this afternoon.
Det skal vi også forklare alt sammen om.
So it's going to be a very important session.
Så det bliver meget vigtigt, at jeg.
So, okay, that's all.
Okay,
it's det time to eat.
Tid til at spise.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Is there any? Well, so what time are we going to start back or? Like it's 1:30. It's 1:30.
skal vi have til at spise. 45 minutter. Så starter vi om 45 minutter. Er der nogen, der synes, de har nogle rigtig store åndelige muskler? Vi har brug for nogle folk til at hjælpe med at få nogle borde op dernede. Så jeg tænkte, om de kunne få ligesom det